squash and the white squash, but there are 57 varieties of squash.
Yeah, I knew there were a lot of, acorn squash.
Yes.
Oh, Mother, I didn't know
that's all right. I think she knows a few eaters. What about a...
I'm not
making
fun of her, bitch. She's a fine
lady. Fine.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to her. Well, what do you call a... Let's see, different kinds of beans that you strike.
Strike? Well, you have this plain old snap bean. But it's a lot of different varieties of those. It's the bunch one.
Yeah.
And it's an early flat green bean. Or there's... bunch bean, the running bean,
yes,
which is stalk, and it's the most luscious and has the best flavor.
You're just a regular farm girl, aren't you?
You know that you've been about these things. That's one reason I like older people. Okay, edible types of beets or turnips.
Well, I did not know that they ate beet tops, but I worked with a girl from Minnesota, and she did.
Well, what about the tops of turnips?
Well, now we eat turnips all the time
here. And what are they?
Well, it's what just mean? A green leafy.
Okay, well, what do you call them?
We call them turnips.
Okay. You call them turnips?
We call them turnips.
You don't call them turnip greens?
No, ma'am, just turnips.
Okay. Well, what would you use greens for? Would you use that word?
Well, now, we didn't eat the roots or the rots, whatever you call them.
Yeah.
So the top was all we ever ate, and we just called them turnips.
Well, what of other things did you eat? Anything? Did you eat anything that you would have called greens?
Yeah, and mustard. Mustard.
Okay. That would be greens.
Yes, and then we had collard greens.
Okay. Did you ever just use the word greens by itself?
Yes.
Okay, what all would that mean?
Well, we would just go, a lot of times Mama would say, well, I don't think we're going to have anything today but greens and bread.
And that didn't eat mustard.
And that would mean that she had, it was in the wintertime, and she just went in the garden and got all the different kinds of greens that she had, like mustards and turnips and whatever, and cooked a big old pot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had.
Well, would you ever use greens to refer to things that might go in a salad, like lettuce or whatever? Okay. What about... Yeah, I know what you do. What about the green part encasing an ear of corn?
You mean that edible part where the...
Nuh-uh. I don't think it is, anyway. The outside.
The hull.
The shucks.
Okay, that's what I want. And what about corn that you can eat is what?
You mean boiled corn?
Well, just the corn that you eat, sweet corn, is what? That you might serve on the cob,
for instance. Boiled corn.
Okay. Well, what would you make a distinction between corn that was good for eating and
corn on the cob and boiled corn? Okay. Is all one and the same.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And would you make a distinction between corn that was good for eating and corn that... Field
corn.
Okay.
Sweet corn, field corn?
What about roasting ears?
Well, roasting ears is... yeah.
Would you... And
now roasting ears... is when the corn is not real hard, when it's still in that green stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's just when you pick it.
Yes, and that's when it's edible before it gets hard.
Yeah, when it's at the right stage of eating.
Yeah, when it's prime.
Okay, yeah. And then when you feed it, when it's not, when it gets hard, you feed it to the pigs, huh?
Well, that's when you call it dry corn.
Dry corn.
That's
what
you call what?
Dry corn. See, that's when you call it when it's ready for meal and grits. And
yeah, okay.
Crushable corn. Mm-hmm.